Everybody submitted names and was already voted. We appreciate you.
It's been a fun contest.
Yeah. Melissa and I are going to have some fun when we come back. A bunch of great stuff in the 9 o'clock hour, including we're going to talk to Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids team competition competitors coming up. Pageanteers coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. I like the way Chuck does this.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with the nearly 200 U.S. hostages being held by Hamas. Today, the group has released a video of a 21-year-old French Israeli abducted from a music festival in southern Israel. Correspondent Holly Williams spoke to her mother today, Karen Shem, in Tel Aviv.
Wow, it's very hard to see my daughter. I see the pain. I see that she's in physical pain. I see she's in emotion. She's very emotional and very, very scared.
Do you think that this video might be a sign that Hamas wants to negotiate?
I hope so. I really do.
Hamas' objective, it says, is to swap the hostages from Israel for 6,000 Palestinians it claims are being held in Israeli prisons. Israeli missiles continue to pound parts of Gaza, including the south, where thousands of people have been crowded in, hoping for safe passage into Egypt. Food, water, and fuel are dwindling in Gaza, but the U.S. National Security Council's John Kirby tells CBS Mornings.
We believe significant progress was made. There's nothing flowing right now, but we're confident, we're optimistic that situation will change soon.
President Biden is scheduled to leave Washington later today for a rare wartime visit to Israel. The House is set to vote again to try to elect a new speaker. The GOP nominee, Jim Jordan, Republican, has been working hard to shore up support to get enough votes. Fellow GOP lawmaker Ken Buck still has reservations.
If he's going to lead this conference during a presidential election cycle, and particularly a presidential election year, is going to have to be strong and say Donald Trump didn't win the election.
Jordan has Mr. Trump's endorsement. India's Supreme Court has just rejected a plea to legalize same-sex marriage. The BBC's Samira Hussein.
The Supreme Court justices were unanimous in saying they believe that same-sex marriage should be allowed, but it was not within the scope of what the Supreme Court could do, that legalizing same-sex marriage was something that had to be done by Parliament.
Americans were spending in September more than analysts thought we would. Retail sales were up by a surprising 0.7%, and even when you factor in inflation, consumers more than kept up with price increases. The Motor City could be hit with a new labor strike today. 3,700 unionized casino workers in Detroit are set to walk off their jobs at noon, among them Alicia Weaver.
We want a wage that will allow us to take care of our families. We want to be able to maintain our health care.
This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Lowe's knows pros want savings now. That's why, as an MVP's Pro Rewards member, you get volume savings on orders of $1,500 or more at the Pro Desk. And there's more. We've lowered our prices on select top products like electrical wire and drywall, so you can get the job necessities for less. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. In-store only. Exclusions, restrictions, and more terms apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Pro football player Travis Kelce is pressed for time during the football season. So he does two things at once. Whether it's grilling while mowing.
Two things at once!
Or getting this season's updated COVID-19 shot at the same visit as his flu shot.
Two things at once.
You can be like Travis and ask your pharmacist about getting this season's COVID-19 shot at the same visit as your flu shot, if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 59. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 46. Tonight, cloudy skies. Cloudy tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely 60. Mid-50s Thursday and Friday with showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined on the phone here by my co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a great one out there, everybody. We got good stuff lined up for you in this 9 o'clock hour. Got some good stories coming up for you a little bit later and local good stories of the day. But right now, we have a local good story of the day going on right now in our studio. We have some of the contestants for the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen Competition with us right now. I want to introduce Maya Hernandez. Maya, good morning.
Good morning.
And we also want to welcome in Allie Waite.
Good morning.
Thanks for both being here. Appreciate the time, you two. Thank you. Just a couple of quick questions. How do you feel about cold fusion? No, I'm joking. I'm joking. We're here to have fun. We're here to talk. And I want to talk a little bit about the competition itself. First off, before we go too far ahead, let's talk about the phases of the competition. I see here that there is a private interview, fitness and activewear, talent, evening gown, and onstage question. For these, Maya, I'll start with you. Are there any of these that you had to practice for more than others? Was there anything that you felt a little bit nervous but you're feeling more comfortable about now?
Probably the interview portion, which is 10 minutes long, because you do have to practice like being out there and your communication skills as well.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Allie, how about you?
I've definitely had to practice my talent the most. It has given me a bit of a headache, but we're getting there.
Right on. Good. Good to hear. Good to hear. And sometimes it's nice to not hit it right away. Yeah, you peak at the right time that way when you got an audience or something like that. So hang in there. That's coming together, I'm sure. Well, let's talk about that talent, if you don't mind. Can you talk about your talent and tell us what you'll be sharing with the competitor, with the audience, and with the competition? Maya, I'll start with you.
So my talent is a vocal, and I'm singing The Colors of the Wind from the Pocahontas movie.
Oh, good. Nice choice. That's good. Do you enjoy singing? Is that something you've been doing for a long time?
Yes, I've been doing singing since I was a little girl.
Cool. Very cool. Very cool. I'm not jealous at all. That's cool. That's very cool. Nice. Allie, how about you?
For my talent, I am speed painting Taylor Swift, and I'm doing it to the song Bad Blood, which it'll be exciting.
Nice. And I can see now now it's starting to add up. I can see how, you know, that's something that it probably takes some time to get down, literal timing to get down. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. And an interesting choice. I like that. Was there a reason you chose that song? Is it easier to kind of paint to that or descript, you know, get something out of that?
It's a very like a high energy song, so I can do my like weird facial expressions in between the beats and stuff.
Nice. That's going to be fun. Both of you are going to rock that stage. That's awesome. That is very, very cool. Can you share with us what you've gained so far from being involved with this program? I understand that you guys haven't hit the stage yet. For those that don't know, Maya, you did this last year. Allie, this is your first year. So while there's plenty to gain from maybe some experience from a year or just getting started, what I'm curious about is these early steps, these early stages, and if you've learned anything from these early days. Maya?
My communication skills are far much better than they were last year. Even doing these radio interviews helped me a lot.
Good to hear. Really good to hear. Very, very good to hear. Allie?
I've been working a lot more on like physical things. Like I learned how to do my makeup and my hair, and I've been walking around my house in high heels, which my dad loves.
Right up. That's great. That it's also nice to hear these things are stuff that you can build on and build confidence in. Whether it is communication skills or anything else, the confidence that you gain from a competition like this is only going to carry you forward. Only going to help with whatever you do in life. So that's really cool to hear. I also wanted to ask, why did you choose to compete? That was another question that I had that I was very curious about. And it may be my favorite question to ask contestants over the years because everybody gives such great answers. So no expectations here. Just I'm joking. What is it that brought you to this competition, Maya?
When I was younger, I used to do the Cranberry Blossom Festival pageant, and I won that, and I was the princess 1 year. So I've always been like really interested in these things, and I just wanted to push forward with it.
Yeah. Allie, how about you?
I competed in my first pageant over the summer, and it was so much fun, but there was not like any like build-up or workshop to it. They kind of just threw you in. So I love the idea of like meeting and like getting more experience before you get thrown onto the stage.
Yeah, I think if there's a theme with the contestants we've talked to over the years, we've been doing this for 5-7 years or something like that, talking with different competitors for this competition, this pageanteers, is the camaraderie. is the sisterhood, the connections that you make, the friendships that you make. And I think that was, for somebody who knows nothing about pageants coming into this 7 years ago, every year I'm blown away by that, because to be honest with you guys, I come from a competitive background and used to people competing with each other. But what I always enjoyed about sports was the camaraderie, was me and my teammates looking out for each other. I get that vibe from these, where you guys are really, yeah, you want to win, but you're also pulling for each other. And I think that's such a cool thing, and we don't have enough of that in society. Is that something that you both feel, Maya? Is that something that you've gotten from this?
Yes, of course. I love competing, but like, at the end of the day, everyone wins a crown, but you build friendships out of this.
Allie?
I have to agree. Like, I didn't know Maya really before this, and like, it's just been so cool getting to know her, and like, everyone on like doing the pageant is like so like uplifting. There is no one that will tell you that you look bad or like you sound bad, which like, it's so awesome.
Yeah.
It's just girls supporting girls.
And nicely said, Maya. And you teed me up perfectly there, because the first year I did this, I got done with the interviews, and I go and I hang out with my mom and have coffee with her that afternoon. And she was talking and rambling about the interviews and the young ladies we had talked to. And for her, as a feminist, one of the most important things to see in this was women supporting women and girls supporting girls. Like you say there, Maya, that's such a beautiful part of this. And we, again, haven't any more, we could have a much more of this in society. It'd be great. That's very cool to hear. Let's tell people how they could take this great competition in. When is the competition coming up? I put you both on the spot for... No, I got it right in front of me. I got it in front of me. This competition is going on Saturday, October 28th at 6 at the Performing Arts Center right here in Wisconsin Rapids at that beautiful PAC Arena. You guys can check out there. You can you can buy tickets. They're $20 and you can be purchased online at MissWisconsinRapids.org. MissWisconsinRapids.org. Can also get in the day of the competition right at the door. So keep that in mind, everybody. And what about if people are not able to go to the Saturday show? Are you guys doing a rehearsal show on Fridays like you usually do?
Yes, we are.
Cool. Very cool. All right. So if people want to check that out, the Friday night dress rehearsal is open to the public. Tickets are just $15 at the door. No tickets are being sold online for that rehearsal night, so you're going to want to show up there for that one. But no matter what happens, placement aside, break a leg, enjoy yourselves, have fun out there, you two, okay? And we're looking forward to having all the other competitors on with us and talking more and more with you guys. So thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I cannot let you go, though. Maybe the biggest thing I'm going to have you do today, you have to say hi to your loved ones. Say hi to a parent or somebody like that out there. I can't let you go without doing it. It's a radio trope. You have to do it. So, Maya, I will let you go first.
Hi, Dad.
Right. I think you said it loud enough he could actually hear you. That's awesome. Hello, sir. Allie, what's
it? Hi, Mom.
Nice. Nicely done. Thank you both for being here. Thank you for being here. And appreciate the time. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more. But you can get your tickets and find out more from these young ladies and go and support them, a part of the pageant, at MissWisconsin.org, MissWisconsin.org. Melissa and I will be back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When you think of pizza, do you think of a ham roll-up pizza? This off-the-wall culinary masterpiece will keep you coming back. Who makes this fresh, mouth-watering pizza? Club Forest Bar and Grill on Highway 54. Their ham roll-up pizza features ham and pickles with a cream cheese sauce. Yum! Don't sit in the kitchen and cook during the next pregame. Call Club Forest Bar and Grill, 715-345-1220, and let them do the work for you. Club Forest Bar and Grill, proud supporters of Pet of the Week with James Maloff, every Thursday at 9 a.m.
If you're looking to get in the spirit of Halloween, look no further than the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids. They have quality goods at affordable prices with items changing daily. Get decked out for the season at the Trading Post, the store you can get lost in.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever.
Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 59. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 46. Tonight, cloudy skies. Cloudy tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, 60. Mid-50s Thursday and Friday with showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. That was fun, Mel.
Yeah. They sound like we're lovely young ladies.
That was a really, really fun time with them and everything. I apologize that you were not able to jump in. We got to get headphones for everybody around here. I felt bad if you were going to ask questions and they're like, oh, you can hear it. I didn't know if that was going to work or not for us. So do appreciate you being there for us, though. Want to dive into keep on listening, everybody, because throughout the week we're going to talk to all the contestants. We're going to have every one of them on. Looking forward to that. Not every year we've been able to do that. I'm very excited that this year we get to have every one of these contestants on with us.
Yeah, that's fun.
We'll tell you more about that later when we talk about Midday Magazine. But again, thank you to Maya and Allie for joining us today. That was a lot of fun. They did really good.
Yes, they sounded very poised and not at all nervous.
I don't know about you, Melissa, but for people like us that are used to the public eye, are used to performing, I think it's one thing for us to be able to pull these things off. This is our job, and it's noteworthy, and we deserve, I think, a note of credit. But it's our job. It's what we do. With people, when people are not from this background or don't do these kind of things and are able to do that, what those young ladies just did, that's not easy. It's noteworthy, I think.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of courage to get on the radio knowing that there's a lot of people out there that are hearing you and you've not done it before, or, you know, maybe once or twice. So they did well.
And I admire the people that do the pageanting so much. I could never do something like this. I there's a lot of things that I'm capable of when it comes to performing in front of people, and that is not one of them. I give these young ladies so much credit for doing this, because at this age, I'm probably more confident and more comfortable in my skin than I've ever been. And there is still no way I could do something like this. Like, I really do. It really is impressive to me.
Mm-hmm. And their talents. That's probably my favorite part of, you know, pageant shows and things like that, is the talent section. And those both sounded wonderful. I love Colors of the Wind, the song. It's gorgeous. And then speed painting.
Yeah.
How cool.
Yeah. How
that's
cool.
Is
that? That's both really good ones right there.
Mm-hmm.
Again, find out more and get your tickets for the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Teen Wisconsin Rapids pageants at misswisconsin.org. Getting into a little more entertainment news. That's certainly entertainment news. A little bit more here. Chuck Norris can cure a zombie by biting it.
Huh?
That's a Chuck Norris fact. I don't know if you were a part of this. I don't know if it's early days of the internet, but it felt like the early days of the internet when it wasn't so much memes as it was like things like this about Chuck Norris. there's all these jokes about Chuck Norris being tough and being a tough guy and all that. If you punch Chuck Norris in the chin, his chin will like devour your hand, like things like that and stuff. Chuck Norris can cure a zombie by biting it. Just adds to this whole Chuck Norris fact thing that was going on.
Gotcha. Okay, I missed it somehow.
Yeah, you didn't miss a lot. you don't worry if you missed it, because you're going to be able to check it out, because someone has finally put Chuck Norris in a zombie movie.
Good.
It's called Zombie Plane, and Chuck will play be playing himself, and so will Vanilla Ice.
Oh.
So this blockbuster hit is just Vanilla Ice and Chuck Norris starring in Zombie Plane.
Zombie Plane.
Peanuts. I don't know. I want to move my seat back. I like the idea of that it's a zombie plane, but it's just zombies acting like normal human beings. Like just a,
right. Where's my pillow?
And honestly, I don't know if you need to really do a horror movie on a plane. I think we're already doing that right now with planes. Like, you don't really need the special effects or the script or anything. What's already going on? I mean, in the movie, the government has trained celebrities to be undercover agents, which explains Vanilla Ice being able to kick zombie butt. And, of course, Chuck Norris is there.
And, of course.
I will say that does sound realistic. That does sound like something the government would do. It's if we had to fight zombies, like, well, I don't know. We don't really have a zombie expert. What's Chuck Norris up to? What's he doing? Bug him. Zombie Plane also stars Australian actress Sophia Monk, and it was shot in her home country earlier this year. There's no word on when it'll be out there, if it's even going to get a wide release or a small screen release. We'll let you know when we hear. Yeah, it's getting a small screen release, everybody. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm not trying to be mean here or anything, but in all honesty, I would be borderline shocked if this was released in movie theaters. it's probably going to be on Sci-Fi or something like that.
And I mean, you have such a limited space to work with.
Yeah.
You're 37,000 feet in the air and you're on a plane.
Yeah. I mean,
flying from Sydney to Los Angeles, which is a long flight.
Keep your expectations in check here with this one. It's not going to be a Llamageddon. there's only one Llamageddon.
Not much can be.
No. I got a call coming in here. We don't usually get these in an entertainment segment. Let's go ahead and take it. Good morning. What's on your mind? Well, thank you. I think Melissa and I are also the greatest voices in radio. That is really nice of you to say. I don't know if you guys heard that or not. That's what came through on my headphones.
Was that a call just for you?
Just for us. They were talking about both of us. It was really nice. We'll move on. Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour was constructed to be like a concert experience in a movie theater. And that's how people are treating it. Fans are standing, singing along, cheering, shining their phone flashlights, and dancing in the aisles and in front of the screen. This is another one of the things that I don't want to give her, because I don't know who made this decision to do this, but I got to imagine she's got a pretty hands-on approach to her career, so I imagine that Taylor had quite a bit to do with this decision. It's the hardest ticket in the world to get right now. It's also the most expensive ticket to get. I would imagine that there's a portion of her fan base that cannot do either of those things. Doing something like this, I would also imagine, gives you a chance to, okay, you didn't get to go see Taylor Swift, but you got to go to the movie theater, you got to see it on a big screen, and you got to feel like you were at the concert. And then if everybody else that's going are, what are they, the Swift Army or Swifties, whatever.
Swifties, yeah, I think something like that.
So if you're you're a part of that group, and again, she's not there live, but you're getting to have a bit of a concert experience.
You get to feel like you're at the concert with just the price of a movie ticket, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. I think that more bands should do things like this. Especially when people are trying so hard to do two things: one, get people to movie theaters, and two, get people to live music events. The numbers are down with both of these factors. Here's a great way of doing that.
A lot of people couldn't possibly afford to go to a Taylor Swift concert, but most of us can afford the price of a movie ticket. Maybe not concessions. She can at least get the ticket.
It's so good. I really think this is a very cool idea, and I think that they should do more of this going forward. It sounds like a lot of fun. Although it not for everybody. There are people that are going into it expecting to watch a movie, a traditional movie. And those folks are not having a good time. One girl posted a video from a theater and said, quote, "I'm at the worst screening ever. Can't hear Taylor." Another said, quote, "People were too disrespectful, like, or there were some that actually were kicking out the room because they were being so loud or so rude." A lot of people have been getting kicked out of theaters because of the way they're handling the theater experience. A third person said, quote, as a theater experience, it's horrible. Expect dancing, standing up in chairs, screaming and singing. So she made this for her hardcore fans. So there is actually a big divide right now going on with this, where you've got a lot of the Swift people that want to go to see this and just sit back and watch it like it's any other movie. And then, of course, the other people, like we were talking about. I don't think there's a right or wrong here. I don't think either part of the fan base is wrong. Both are everybody experiences things entertainment differently. I go up to a painting and I want to get as close to it as I can. I want to, if I can possibly smell the paint, I want to see the actual brush strokes, because it helps me understand the art better.
Most people can just glance at a painting and be like, I like that. I don't like that. You know, I mean, everybody experiences entertainment and art differently. To this, it's kind of like you got to kind of, I imagine you kind of bite the bullet on this one. Like, you know, if you want to go and just experience it like it's a normal movie, okay. But you might want to wait until you get, you know, they release it on DVD or download or whatever.
Yeah, perhaps, because some of these, I'm reading the one-star reviews on this. Absolutely no plot. Well, yeah, there is no plot because it's a film of a concert.
What are you doing? You're expecting a murder mystery? What are you doing here? What?
Terrible waste of time and money. Never going to get those 3 hours back. You stayed for the whole 3 hours?
Really? I mean, it's called Taylor Swift the Eras Tour. What do you think? You're going into Knives Out? What are you
womp
expecting
womp of
here?
A movie. It's a movie about a concert.
Yeah. I went into this, Melissa, and I thought Taylor wasn't even trying to act. It was like she was not even trying to act. It was like, well, of course.
Not as good as the Harry Potter movie.
What? Okay. I have been very evident that I am not. I don't know this young lady, and I don't know her music at all. But I gotta come to her defense a little bit here. Right. Come on, she's not acting.
Boring plot.
What are you doing, people? What are we doing here? It tells you in
what
the title.
What did you think you were going to see?
It's a concert video. It's a concert movie. It's not. These are. That's good. That's funny. I'm gonna be laughing at that at 3 a.m. I watched the Taylor Swift movie. It had no plot. It didn't go anywhere. It was like she was just up there singing.
Oh wait. Generic white girl movie of all time.
Okay. All right. I'm done. I'm done for the day. I'm not gonna be able to. Melissa, could you mind interviewing the Gatlins a little bit later? I can't. I'm broken. That got me. That's too much. I don't know. Now here's the thing. Here's the funny part of this to me. It's not so much if you the person going to the movie and just want a movie experience and you're around all these kids singing and dancing with the movie. I want to go to the movie theater where 90% of the audience is going to see the movie and there's like one, two people that want to do the concert thing. Because I guarantee you those one or two people, they're going all in. They're still doing it. Even if nobody else is, they're going all in.
Well, yeah, because that's what they went there to see, to be a part of the concert experience, because they knew what kind of movie they were walking into.
It's so cool. This is kind of cool, too. Melissa, I don't know. Melissa, for those that don't know, has an interviewing background. She's a very good interviewer. It's part of how I discovered her work and everything was researching and finding some online, some work that you did in your former job. And again, very good interviewer, very good pace, great question choices, a lot of the above. So I don't know if you've done this before, Melissa, but ever since I started Midday Magazine, I have kind of this list in my head of people like dream interviews. You know, I never expected or planned to be an interviewer. So it's something that's still relatively fresh to me, even after doing it for 7 years. And every once in a while, I'll come across an interviewer or somebody. And I'm like, oh, God, I'd love to talk to that person. I got to say, my top three is Pope Francis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he'd be an interesting person to have a conversation with, for sure.
I'm not a religious person, per se, but I am somebody who does admire spirituality. And admires this man. I think that in a position, first off, none of us, unless you have done it before, can know what it's like to be the Pope. Not even the president or, a president of a country or anything like that can wrap their mind around what it's like to be the father of a religion, if you will. And I'm not wording that right. Again, I'm not a religious guy. But I admire and look up to him in many ways. I think that some of the things that he has done have pushed against type, pushed against tradition in a position that does not happen.
Not typically, no. Not very often before him.
This is a gentleman that had our first real images of him were him on his knees, you know, bathing poor people's feet. That kind of thing. This is a guy who has talked very openly about wanting people, all people being welcome into the religion, regardless of your sexual preference or these things. I've never heard a pope talk like this. I don't think any of us have.
I don't think so.
And we've never heard a pope say that they love Whoopi Goldberg. Yep. Whoopi Goldberg went to the Vatican and met with Pope Francis recently, and she blessed him.
Wow.
And make sure you understand that, everybody. She blessed him.
Blessed him.
With Sister Act merch. Because all of this stems from the Pope being a huge fan of the movie Sister Act.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
He's a huge fan. In fact, quote, he told her she was very important because, quote, one of the best things you can do for people is to help them and to have joy, to have them help joy and experience and laughter. It's one of the greatest things another human being can do for another human being. That's coming from Pope Francis.
Yeah.
Whoopi says Pope Francis made her reevaluate her relationship with the church. Quote, he was quite amazing. He is actually what I hoped he would be, which is a pope for all people, regardless of religion, which I experienced. I appreciate
it. Wow.
That's
lovely.
I wanted to thank him for all my gay friends and for all my divorced friends because he said, listen, God loves you no matter what. Come back to the church. It is not, you don't have to do a gigantic search on your search engine to find that the religion has lost numbers over the years. In fact, going back 40 years, the church has had numbers dwindling.
Yes.
So there is certainly this is not lost on Pope Francis. There is certainly that aspect of it of, hey, you know, we want more people being brought in because our numbers are down. But more so to the point, this is what's in this man's heart. This is how he feels. And he was given this position in part because of that, I believe, because you didn't need a pope for 1900. You didn't need a pope for the 1800s. You need a pope for 2023. That's who this man is. I believe he has been able to do all these things without bending, without pandering, without doing any of that. This is just not only genuinely who he is, but maybe more importantly, Melissa, what he believes the religion should be.
Well, and that's the thing I think that is getting lost sometimes, and why churches are losing congregation members or just not bringing in new people, because one of the things that I think is getting lost is the fact that religion is supposed to be inclusive. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be the message that Jesus shared with the world was love. That was the basis of his message. Mm-hmm. And without, you know, if you don't love everyone, you're not doing it right.
Well said. I'm going to get to Melissa's news now. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show, WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A section of East Jackson Street will be closed today in Wisconsin Rapids. It will be the westbound lane of East Jackson between Saratoga and Market Streets. They'll also close Saratoga between East Jackson and 5th Street North. Water and Light will be making a streetlight wire repair. It's expected to be closed from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. today, and a local detour will be in place. It's the 51st annual United Way Day at McDonald's today. You can support the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties just by eating at McDonald's on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids. From 7 to 7 today, a portion of the proceeds will be donated to the United Way's 2023 campaign. The City of Wisconsin Rapids is recruiting for the Zoning Board of Appeals. This is a 3-year term, and there's 3 open seats. The Zoning Board of Appeals assists the zoning administrator in making interpretations, hears appeals, and grants variances from the ordinance. You can apply at wirapids.org. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the 2 oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team,
hi there,
or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed,
miss.
Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
Transform your home with a new garage door from Ideal Door at Menards. New garage doors can provide up to a 100% return on your investment toward the value of your home. Menards has more than 1,000 style and color combinations to choose from, including a wide variety of doors in stock today. A 9x7 steel-backed insulated garage door is $499.99 after 11% rebate. Good through October 22nd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 59. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 46. Tonight, cloudy skies. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely 60. Mid-50s Thursday and Friday with showers possible both days.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you, getting into some fun stuff right now. I think this is going to be a fun one. What do you find disgusting, even though everyone else thinks it's normal?
Okay.
424-2600, 715-424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. We always love your guys' feedback, and I like the outside the lines, like outside looking in kind of things. You have your top 10, and then there's the things that are right outside the top 10 that you think should be included, but maybe not. Let's get into some of these. There's a list online of things that people find disgusting, even though everyone else finds normal. You can find this, I believe, let me double check, at reddit.com. Reddit.com. I actually think that a little bit later in our That Ain't Right stories, Melissa, we've got something similar to this story. So we'll see if it comes up here in conversation. But again, you're welcome to join Melissa and I. And that's the case with anything we're talking about, everybody. 715-424-2600. So first up, mayonnaise. this one is probably the one on I didn't look at the whole list, but I'm guessing this is probably the one that I'm most agreeing with. I've never understood mayonnaise. I don't like mayonnaise. I don't get it. I don't know what people are doing. But my father is one of the biggest, you know, fans of mayonnaise there is. He loves mayonnaise. I got a lot of friends that obviously love mayonnaise. In fact, when I think about it off the top of my head, I'm the only person I know that doesn't like mayonnaise.
Well, and then there's, you know, the ongoing and continuous argument of mayonnaise versus Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
Because they are different.
That is definitely one of those ones that I don't know anything about. I am no help to anybody when it comes to deciding between those two. Sharing drinks, even among family members. A lot of people find that nasty.
Hmm. Well, you're definitely sharing germs directly, as opposed to the indirect that you get from living together.
Here's one that I knew a girl. I dated a girl, and we never ended up. We were only together for a couple months, and it was in the winter, so it never came up. But she was adamant about not swimming in swimming pools. She would only swim in lakes and in the ocean. That's it.
Hmm.
Swimming pools comes up at number 13. At least one person compares it to sharing bathwater with people.
chlorine kind of kicks that out.
Bathwater with chlorine. Yeah. It's a little different.
A little different,
but, I would say. You know, I remember summers when I was a kid, there was one year we had a family camp out at a place that had a pool, and they had to close the pool because of an unfortunate accident. I think, you know, it was probably a toddler. Hopefully it was a toddler. But definitely something in the pool water you didn't want in there.
Yeah. right on. Communal food, speaking of things you don't want in the water, like potlucks or pizza for work or parties, or like that, you know, the party sub, that kind of thing. A lot of people.
Well, that's not all that weird. I think about buffets. That's very similar. And that's far more, you know, random of who you're eating with than a family gathering or a work gathering.
I like getting to a buffet when they open. I do not want to go.
You
want to
be the first one?
Yeah. I don't want to be going to a buffet like half an hour before they close. Like, not as much. That's me. That's just me. And that's you.
But they do have regulations that they have to follow. You know, like changing out utensils and temperatures and all of those things. Safety things are in place.
That is more me being
sneeze
weird.
Guards.
Yeah, that is more me being weird and me being me than that on buffets. I've been to a lot of buffets, and I've never been to one that was like nasty or horrible. It's just more me in my own head. Here's an interesting one, and probably one that'll divide us, unfortunately. American flag clothing, which some hardliners consider disrespectful, if not disrespectful to the flag, disrespectful to the people that have fought for that flag and died for that flag. This is interesting because I've talked about this with a lot of students and a lot of younger people, and there's a real frustration that the American flag has been politicized.
Mm-hmm.
The American flag has nothing to do with politics. Nothing. Zero. Mm-hmm. It's about the people. It is about us.
Yeah, it's a symbolization of our country.
Yeah.
And our unity.
I don't like the fact that we've gotten to a point where you see somebody with an American flag and all of a sudden the stereotypes start coming in or preconceived notions start coming in. The American flag is for everybody. And I mm-hmm. think that every American should have the right to embrace the flag or not embrace the flag or what, because guess what? That's what it is to be an American. That you're showing your Americanism by doing whatever it is you're doing by that choice. Now, there is a line in the sand with both of these things. One, I do not believe in disrespecting the flag under any circumstance. None. Zero. Maybe that's the military background I have. Maybe it's just a respect for that flag. And again, the trailblazers and the people that got this country where it is today. And I'm not talking about our government. I'm talking about the American people. When it comes to that, it's an easy decision for me. But I also think that you can overdo things. I saw a gentleman once that had an American flag bump, like a buckle.
Mm-hmm.
And American flag pants, and where his butt would be was the stars, and like those stars are supposed to represent our country, our states,
mm-hmm.
on his butt. Like, come on, mm-hmm. like I like he's sitting on that, man. I mean, like, so where's the line here? You know, where is the okay and where is the not? That is not for me to say. That is for every one of us to make that decision ourselves. That I'm just speaking for myself here. I'm not speaking for anything else. I'm not saying there should be a bill passed for this or that or anything.
Well, there is the thing called the Federal Flag Code.
Yes.
And it does state that the flag should never be used as wearing apparel, bedding, or drapery.
Yeah, what happened to that?
I mean, technically they're using a picture of the flag. You know, it's not like they're taking a flag off of the flagpole and sewing it into clothing. They're not doing that. So I think that they're towing the line of the law there with that. But technically it's in violation.
It feels tacky to me. For me personally, it does. I don't have to walk around every 5 seconds of the day proving to other people, to my fellow Americans, that I'm proud of this country, that I'm proud to be an American. Just ask me. I'll tell you. You know, it comes up in conversation. I am glad. I am very happy to tell you. But I don't need that. I don't need to have my identity wrapped up in that. I have a personality. It ain't a great one, but I've got one. scream sneezing comes up next on the list, or dad sneezes, as some people call them.
That dad sneezes.
I think we've all at least known one person in our life that has to make sure that people on Mars know that they just sneezed.
Just
god awful, kind of like their whole body has to convulse with it and everything. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Accidentally touching the inside of a sink while washing your hands. I don't want.
Oh. Okay, so there are, and this happens actually quite a bit in like older restrooms with older faucets and fixtures, where the faucet is so close to the back of the sink, you cannot help but touch the sink when you're trying to wash your hands. That is annoying.
And
I find it disgusting in a public bathroom. Yes.
Yes, now I get it. Okay, yeah, I get what you're, all right.
Mm-hmm.
When people let their dogs lick their face.
Yeah, I found that gross.
I used to be that way before I had a dog or was around dogs a lot or worked at shelters. I still feel that way, but I don't always stop it. I'll be honest.
Well, no, I don't always stop it either. But you have to think about the fact that dogs will, that they lick their own butt.
Yeah.
They will eat poop.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, don't know that I really want to lick in my face.
Now, there is a lot of scientists that will tell you one of the cleanest surfaces on the planet is a dog's tongue because it cleans itself after those things. That being said, I'm with you, Melissa. I'm 100% with you. Yes, I get it.
No, thank you.
Keeping your shoes on in the house. Some of these are more common than people think. A share of a population would agree with this. A lot of people agree that, one way or the other on these things. But while it's still kind of 50-50 or 60-40, I think that a lot of people would be surprised. Oh, wow, 40% of people, or oh, wow, 60% of people feel the same way I do.
Well, I like to change into other shoes. Like, I try not to wear my outside shoes. Inside, I have different shoes to wear inside than I wear outside. Because you are dragging, the stuff outside into your home, then it's going to make it dirtier.
If there's one horrible thing about growing up, one of the million things that sucks about growing up poor, you don't have a lot of socks. And when your socks get wet, you're kind of stuck with them. You don't get to change socks and put on a new pair and all that. And I hate having wet socks. Really hate it.
It's kind of one of the most annoying things. It's not good for your feet either.
So, this time of year, it's a little colder in the house. Maybe you want to walk around with socks, but, you get in the bathroom or something and there's water on the floor, any of these scenarios. So I'm with you on the shoes in the house thing. I don't have any problem with it, but I also am very respectful to anybody. They want the shoes off, we'll take them off. That's fine. It's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. But personally, for me, I'm with you. I like to have something on my feet. Although,
yeah, but I'm going to change into different shoes when I get
home. Oh, yeah. House shoes or whatever. I do love being barefoot, but just, just kind of choosing between the two there. Some people felt people who spit on the sidewalk in public. People basically spit in public.
No expectorating in public.
Yeah.
Used to be a rule.
It did. Yeah, it did.
It's still a law in some books in some towns.
There's one we haven't done in a long time. Weird laws.
Weird laws.
We'll have to bring that trope back for a while. long fake nails. Some people are disgusted by those.
I personally don't like them. I would never have them on myself unless it was for, a role on stage or something.
Yeah.
But I think they're hard to keep clean. I find them hard to do anything with, but I like to do a lot of things with my hands, so.
I will say the people that I see with those become masters of wearing them and being able to drive and drink a can of soda or
type on a keyboard.
Yeah, I'm a little impressed by that. A little. They do it to themselves. They put the nails on themselves, of course.
And to each their own. If they like them, more power to them. Just don't stab me with them.
Right. To fellas at least. I don't know if this is sexist or not, but careful. Just careful when you date a girl with those. That's all I'm saying. dirty dishwasher is number two on the list here, to the point where you can't handle touching it. Like even having to drain the sink. Like you don't even want to put your hand in there to drain the sink.
I don't have a problem with it if you're actively doing the dishes. And your dishwater gets dirty and drain the sink. But if it's been sitting in the sink and it's gotten cold, that I find absolutely disgusting.
I
will use something to reach into the sink to loosen the drain.
I know people that will use a spoon that they just cleaned just to dig in there and unhook that thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I don't know. I agree that it is disgusting, but whether it's taking out the garbage or doing this, like I've just been such a work mode person that I just get it done, you know? And I'm not really thinking about any of those things. In part,
and your hands will wash.
Yeah, yeah. Number one on the list, people's breath being in your face. And that's any breath, bad breath, good breath, it doesn't matter. Just breathing on people. Yeah. I would include in that close talkers. Like the person that's got to get right to your face, like the guy that, like they think that
it's aggressive.
Like there's closed captioning in public, like in person. I don't know.
You must feel the plosives of my words.
You can't criminally understand me unless I'm right here. Yeah, I don't know. No.
Yeah, not to breathe on people.
Yeah, that's a rough one. I'd like to throw in there too the spoilers thing. I think that that's a big one nowadays. A lot of people just seem to enjoy ruining things for other people, and I find that is just lame.
That's not cool.
I think it's borderline disgusting to me because we think of that word with things that we touch or feel or smell or whatever. This is a different sense it hits on, but it's still disgusting to me.
Well, it creates disappointment.
Mm.
It's a letting people down before they get to enjoy the thing that you enjoyed.
Yeah.
It's sabotage in some ways.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not a nice thing to do.
Yeah. We will take a break. We will come back and have some more fun. We got a doozy of a That Ain't Right story coming up for you and plenty more.
Oh, great.
Around the corner here on WFHR's Morning Show.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers hit the road to take on the Fighting Illini. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with a high of 59. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies, tonight lows around 46. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, highs level off around 60. Mid-50s Thursday and Friday with scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you, hanging out. Going to get to some local good stories of the day in just a moment, but we got to touch on this one. Our That Ain't Right story is going footwear. Let's face it, Crocs are unkillable. You cannot destroy them.
No.
Every time they swing back to being uncool, they storm back bigger than ever and become, you know, fashion.
Mm, yes.
The other day, Crocs unveiled something a little bizarre, a Crocs cowboy boot with spurs and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
They look a bit ridiculous, but that's the Croc business model, and it's been working for them, so who am I to say anything bad about it? Crocs classic cowboy boots will be available beginning on October 23rd, and they'll run about $120 a pair.
Oofta. I mean, Crocs aren't cheap to begin with, but wow.
It looks like they're only being made in black, so there's that part if that matters to you. And for now, they say it's a limited release, but there's been a lot of demand for them, so it's possible they might rethink that on social media. They joked, these boots are made for Crockin. I will admit, I don't get it. I get the, we were just talking about shoes to throw on in the house. Easy to mm-hmm. throw on. So I get that about the Crocs.
Actually, that's usually what I wear around the house. They're not name brand Crocs. They're knockoffs from the dollar store, but that's the type of shoe I wear around the house.
So that was the thing. Our mutual friend Linda Garski. Linda was one of the first people I knew that was a fan of Crocs before they were before they were kind of cool and all that. And I seem to remember her saying, "Well, they're affordable." So I always thought that was one of the reasons people wore them was the affordability. But then I see $120 for a pair of them, and I'm like, I don't know about that. I don't know.
And I think the classics are more like $50.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, $50 to $60, it looks like.
So, considering you wear them around the house, I'm guessing these are probably not something you would wear around the house.
Not a cowboy boot. No, I think that would be, they still do have the holes around the front. But I wonder if the part that goes up your ankle, is that also plastic?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
And how is that going to, and then spurs on the back walking around the house? No, thanks.
No, not for me.
But looking at them, they're not terrible.
Yeah.
They're basically your typical Croc shape on the bottom, and they almost look like snakeskin.
Yeah, they do have a little bit of that.
A little design on them, and then but it's emblazoned along the top edge of the boot, Crocs. I don't know. If you're a fan of Crocs and you like cowboy boots, maybe these are for you. I don't know.
It's something worth looking at least, maybe.
Yep. And you can still put charms on them, so that's kind of fun.
There you go. I personally need a palate cleanser. So we're going to...
Moving on.
Yeah. We do want to thank our guests today, both our good friend Paul from the Weather Eye Weather Center joining us, the calls that we got coming in, and certainly to our contestants for the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen competition coming up, Maya Hernandez, Allie Wade. Thank you so much for being in with us today.
Yeah.
It was great meeting those two young ladies, and looking forward to meeting more.
Fun hearing about what they're working on.
We're going to have some great stuff lined up for you today in Midday Magazine. In part one, our good friends from Save of the Arts will be in. Our Arts Council will have Sally Kistner, Executive Director of the Arts Council, with us. Looking forward to talking with Sally. Might have Eric Britnocker joining us. Always enjoy him joining us. We definitely will have Rudy Gatlin joining us.
That's great.
We got a legend on the air with us today, everybody. That's going to be fun. Looking forward to talking with Rudy and Sally a little bit later at 3 o'clock today during Midday Magazine. And then in part two, we're going to continue our series of talking with the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids team competitors. We will have a couple of contestants on and looking forward to talking with them. That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's great.
And we, of course, know that there's some great things going on today in our community. Both of them actually happening right now. One of them kicking off in minutes. First, get some McDonald's in your life and join our friends for the 51st Annual United Way Day at McDonald's at 2128 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yes, you can donate to your community just by eating at McDonald's today.
Yeah, get some Mickey D's in your life and help support your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties doing such great vital work in our community, helping create lasting change in our community. I encourage you to do that and say hi to the gang down there for us. When you get down there, say hi to the people at McDonald's. Say hi to our friends at the United Way staff. And get some McDonald's in your life, everybody. United Way Day going on all day today. Go check that out.
51st annual.
Mm-hmm. And that is taking place at our Wisconsin Rapids McDonald's for those of you listening outside of the area.
Yes.
And a community blood drive happening right here in Rapids and kicking off in just a couple minutes. It goes from 10 to 3 today. I encourage you to be a part of that. It's taking place at the former East Junior High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. If you are able, we encourage you to do so. We all understand that there is a great need for this right now. Please be a part of this if you can.
Absolutely. And if you can't make it today, they're the next one, because that's the one at Lincoln High School, right? The former East Junior High School?
Yes.
Yep. So then the next one is on the Monday, next Monday in the afternoon.
Yeah. Encourage you to check this out, everybody, and thank you so much to everybody that does. And, of course, get on over to wiscountry.com/chicken, wiscountry.com/chicken. Get in on the naming of this chicken. We want you over there, everybody. Get on over there and help us name our chicken.
Rate those three in the order that you like them, and our chicken will get a name.
Mm-hmm. And be listening. Oh, well, you have it up until October 26th to get in on the naming. And then be listening on Halloween to all of our morning shows, and we'll announce the name of our chicken. And, of course, our winners.
And our winners, yeah. Yes.
Looking forward to doing that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
It's been a fun contest.
We also, we don't get a chance to do it very often, but I talked to a listener over the weekend who just downloaded the Civic Media app and encouraged everybody to do that. She was so happy with it. And you've heard Melissa talk about it and Seth and I talk about it.
It's easy to use.
Yeah. It's a great way also to contact us and to join the show and join the conversation with one-touch dialing. That's pretty cool, too.